Elizabeth Warren seemingly blames big corporations for current state of economic affairs. By Hannah Blow on July 29, 2022. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, is setting her focus on big corporations rather than Democrat policies as Americans grapple with 41-year high inflation and experience two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth. It's time for Congress to do its part to get our economy on a sounder footing. And the Inflation Reduction Act would do exactly that, bringing down costs for families and stopping giant corporations with massive profits from skipping out on the bill at tax time, Warren said on Thursday. She followed up with a similar sentiment on Friday, placing the blame on big corporations in a tweet to her 6 million Twitter followers. When giant corporations have all the power, they wriggle their way out of paying taxes. They gobble up smaller competitors. They jack up prices just because they can. I'm fighting to put power in the hands of working people, where it belongs, and I'm in this fight all the way, she added. Warren's remarks coincide with news of the U.S. gross domestic product, GDP, shrinking 0.9% in the second quarter this year, marking two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth under Democrat leadership, a reality many use as a marker for a recession. The economy contracted by 1.6% in the first quarter. Many Americans consider two straight quarters of recession to be the marker of a recession. Economists, however, rely on the determination of the National Bureau of Economic Research, NBER, to say when a recession starts. NBER has a more complex and subjective definition of recessions and typically does not declare a recession until several months after it has begun. Like President Biden, Warren appears to be willfully ignoring the impact Democratic policies have had on the economy during their reign in Washington, D.C. Over the last year and a half, from dismantling American energy independence to spending trillions of dollars. This is not the first time the Massachusetts Democrat has rerouted blame for the current state of economic affairs. Earlier this month, Warren blamed 41-year high inflation on Russian President Vladimir Putin, the coronavirus, and corporate monopolies.